iOhm Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio. The voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. This is psychic medium Jill M. Jackson, and you are listening to Best of the Best, Connect Soul to Soul. I have a very special guest with me this evening. Her name is Lois Hollis, and Lois calls herself a shame guilt educator, although many others call her a coach, counselor, therapist, and a guide. She has actually redefined shame and guilt, which challenges current dogma and treatments. After Lois retired from the kidney field, she eventually succumbed to headaches, guilt-ridden depression, which included heart disease and structural deformities. After 2 decades working with traditional medicine and psychological professions, she entered the world of holistic health and soon discovered that her emotional and physical health weaves together to produce either health or disease. And the deeper she investigated her feelings, the more she could remember, which actually led her to remembering a near-death experience that she had in childhood. And the very next day, she experienced the spontaneous Kundalini experience. We will ask her more about that later in the show. And from that point on, Lois began writing universal principles as they applied to emotional and spiritual health, which birthed her first book titled The Universe Speaks. And she also began to communicate with her own emotions, came to learn a way to heal by releasing shame and guilt that was carried over from childhood. And she discovered that unconscious emotions stockpile repressed shame and guilt. And once this is accepted and healed, it begins to release this so you can step into the next part of your journey. Lois then attended film school and created Out of Discord into Harmony, which illustrates how we can make friends with our feelings and release the shame and guilt. And through many years of struggle, Lois began to regain her own health and has a new level of vibrancy. Today, Lois is a reverend, and she shares how shame and guilt has led us down a path of trauma and how we can actually break free from its entanglement to empowerment and enjoying our lives. Her latest book is entitled Emotional Revolution Equals Evolution, Releasing Shame and Guilt. So welcome to the show, Lois.
Thank you.
This is, you have quite a background here, and I must say that I really enjoyed reading your book and reading about your background. And so for those listeners tonight that may not have been exposed to this type of work in the past, I want to actually go backwards and have you talk a little bit about your background and what led you to the point of discovering the guilt shame paradigm.
That's a very good starting point, Jill. Thank you. And please interrupt if you feel like the dots aren't all connected. I became, as I said in my bio, is that after many decades of typical therapy, I was better, but I didn't have the expression I wanted. I didn't feel healed. And I took the advice of one therapist about, she said, just write. So I decided to write to my emotions instead of talking about my emotions as a standard. Like, you know, I feel anxiety, I feel depression. I would say, hi, depression, how are you? I began to communicate with my emotions instead of talking about them. And that was the turning point of my life, because I realized that my inner self is really the one I need to communicate with. And once I became aware of my inner self who actually spoke or sense. It isn't like, oh, I hear them. It's a sensing, and I think we're on that spiritual path that we can understand what I'm talking about, is that you sense what they're saying to you. And over the process of about a year or so, I became aware of that we have more than an inner child within us. We have an inner family. And this has been documented years ago, but no one, to my knowledge, has worked at it from the shame guilt perspective. And so what I discovered is that there is a hierarchy of emotions. We have children, we have teenagers. And the teenager is our shame guilt producer, who we often call the inner critic. And to my knowledge, most people say, well, you just have to get rid of the inner critic and silence that person inside of you or those thoughts inside of you. I instead made friends with my inner critic, because as you all know, what you can't get rid of things. We have to heal what's in us. We don't try to get rid of parts of ourselves. That's how we disassociate. To become whole, we need to incorporate all of us, all of ourselves, into ourselves. So I would say hi to the inner critic and say thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to resist a lot of things, because I was too shy, I was too weak, too insecure because of my abusive childhood. Now I am an adult, and it's the year 2016. I'm much smarter now, and can we work together? We don't need to use shame and guilt to make myself lesser than. I am very aware of shame and guilt now. Pardon?
So there was a dialogue. So there was a dialogue, Lois, with different parts of your family, which was inside of yourself.
Yes, and
beautiful.
I found that doing emotional inner child work is, you know, it's very standard now. But you kind of roll around in a circle. If you don't talk to the boss, you don't really get anywhere. I think we all know that in the organization. If you don't get with the boss and get the boss straight, the downline isn't going to work. And I think that's why inner child work has gone so far, but it hasn't like, wow, this is really great, because they don't involve the boss. And the boss is our inner critic, and it's to be really respected, because he or she, because you can have either one, some people have two and three, which, you know, is a very hard thing, but you can be healed. That we have to explain to them that they copied our culture. The inner critic copied our culture. As you well know, as everyone knows, we have a very judgmental culture. We can't do this, we can't do that. You know, you can't say I, you have to say we, you have to say you. We don't foster self-esteem. So the inner critic is not to be criticized. We have to compliment the inner critic for following society so well. However, it doesn't serve either one of us now. So together, I'm like the ambassador.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And at what point, Lois, during this process, did you remember the near-death experience that you had in childhood? And can you talk a little bit about that and the spontaneous Kundalini experience?
Yes, that
from,
was, and thank you for allowing me to share this, because I often do not. I was in traditional therapy, and the therapist kept on saying, Lois, you really are fairly well adjusted for having the abuse of your family that you've had. You know, the sexual abuse and the repeated beatings. I was thrown down staircases, concrete walls. There's a lot of abuse. So, you know, he was trying to say, who raised you? You know, was it an aunt or an uncle? Because you're just too well adjusted to have just your parents. And I thought about that, and I went, you know, nobody raised me. I just, my parents. I'm from a Catholic abused family. You don't share notes. And all of a sudden, I saw a hand coming, you know, in my vision, coming into my vision, and it was the doctor saying she'll be okay now. And then I saw three light beings, and I went, oh my goodness, I remember the beings that have always been with me. Oh my goodness, I remember my sister smothering my face, and it was dark, and then these three beings appeared, and they've been with me all my life. They were in my bedroom. And then I went, oh, I remember. And he said, who raised you? I went, oh, Aunt Gladys, because at that time, if I told somebody, a therapist then, we're talking 1980, they put you away mm-hmm. for things like that. So you can't tell right. a therapist that, you know, you died and you saw God and God's been with you. So I got up and I just walked out of the therapist's office and I said, I'm finished. So the next day, I was still wheeling from realizing the three beings that had been with me, and I just took a bath, and all of a sudden light just poured into my crown. I had no idea about chakras, Jill. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden this golden sparkly light poured into the crown of my head, went straight down to my buttocks, and then I split into two people, and then I just went out into the universe.
That's amazing, Lois.
I was here and there.
At the same time.
I was here and there, and I just sensed, again, not heard, I sensed Ray's consciousness.
So I want to stop here because we're going to have to take our first break of the evening.
Sure.
And we will discuss this when we come back. Lois, this is fascinating, and there's so much more I want to talk about this evening. So please join us after the break. This is Psychic Medium Jill M. Jackson, and I am with my guest this evening, author Lois Hollis. And we will be right back after a short break.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of BestAmericanPsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic, but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is psychic medium Jill M. Jackson. Happy full moon. Happy Tuesday. And this is Best of the Best, Connect Soul to Soul. And I have with me this evening my guest, Lois Hollis, who is the author of two books. The first book was The Universe Speaks, and her latest book is Emotional Revolution Equals Evolution, Releasing Shame and Guilt. Welcome back to the show, Lois.
Thank you. Thank you. And I enjoyed your commercials, especially the doggy one.
Yes, wasn't that adorable?
That's how shame and guilt leads us around.
Really? Well, you want to talk about that?
I don't want to get off a point. If you want to continue with the Kundalini thing, and then I can backtrack that. You can decide which way to go.
Okay. Yeah. Let me just. I have one more question about on the Kundalini awakening and the experience that you had. It was that experience that eventually led you to birth your first book, The Universe Speaks. Is that correct?
Yes. And also it gave me insight to the universe and also a clearer channel to talk to my emotions. Not that that's what you need, but me being a forerunner of this process, I think I needed that experience to help me. It just happened. I was able to talk to myself and get insight into shame and guilt and those factors that help birth the process that I help people with.
And I love how you talk about shame and guilt for sensitives. And do you want to talk a little bit about how important this is for sensitives to really understand their own shame and guilt and heal that, and especially before they go forward and help other people?
Yes. Shame and guilt, well, I say shame guilt, shame slash guilt, because we have a shame guilt cycle. Shame's in the unconscious mind, guilt's in the conscious mind. So it isn't that, oh, shame is bad and guilt is okay, or we got bad shame and good shame, or bad guilt and good guilt. There's no such thing. That's like the biggest oxymoron there is. Shame, guilt is an energy. It is not an emotion. It triggers our emotions, and I think everyone here understands how energy affects our emotions. So shame, guilt is an energy. Where it came from is a whole other story, but to say shame, guilt is an energy, outside energy. So if it's outside of us, we don't have to have it. That's ground rule number one. Being sensitive individuals, as most of us are, we have the ability to bring in a lot of light, meaning we're very sensitive and aware. That's a good thing. However, we are taken down quicker by shame guilt energy. Not that we're worse, we're not good people. It's just that we are more sensitive to things, to chemicals and outside energies. So it's very, very important for people on the spiritual path who have the ability to really evolve to know that shame guilt is an energy, and it comes into us more if we are psychic, we are have the ability to work with light, because it attacks onto the light energy, and it distorts our nervous system. Sensitive people already feel, oh my goodness, what did I do wrong? It's just that we're so empathic and so aware, we feel everything. And shame, guilt distorts that beautiful gift we have. People that aren't that sensitive don't have the gift to be distorted. So
that's fascinating, Lois.
Yes, and that's really, really, really important, because of all times, and I'm sure everyone will agree with me, we need light. And I'm a pillar of light. Jill, you're a pillar of light. And people on this radio show are pillars of light. Shame, guilt is hiding our light. It's a dark cover that comes over us. We simply need to pick it, find it. See, that's the hard part. But it can be done, and that's what I help people do. Find the shame, guilt. Close your eyes. You can see it. A lot of people see it as dark circles, dark columns, dark corridors, whatever. Just take it off in your mind's eye and give it back to the universe, give it back to the person that gave it to you. First step number one, release the shame guilt that you are now carrying. We all have it. It's part of the human, the human condition. But that doesn't mean we have to have it. And never, step number two, never ever say my shame, my guilt. Mm-hmm. Shame guilt is creating ours to own. Pardon?
I was just going to say that creates an ownership.
Shame guilt is not ours to own. And it's not ours to give.
Now, Lois, are you still helping people and accepting private clients and helping
yes.
people along this journey?
Yes, I just had a beautiful woman today, and it was just, I was crying because she was able to really expand who she is without, and she was empathic, and I really helped her to realize the shame and guilt came on when she merge with other people's emotions. And so I helped her to learn what shame guilt feels like, and it's not hers to own. There's another, so there's two parts. One, to get rid of the repressed shame guilt you're carrying, and number two, not to accept it from other people. So that's why I call myself a teacher, because I teach people what shame guilt is, because most of us don't know what it is, because in my book I talk about how many definitions there are for it, and Socrates says this, and this authority says this, and everybody has a different definition because nobody gave it the right definition. Shame guilt's an energy.
That's fascinating, but it resonates and it makes so much sense, Lois. And we actually live in a culture of shame guilt.
Yes, definitely, but in order to win the battle, you have to know your enemy, Sun Tzu, the art of war. But nobody's named it as shame guilt. So that's why it's so important for you, for me, for everyone, to know shame guilt exists. It's not ours to own. And we learn how to recognize it, and we don't accept it. And therefore,
Lois,
your light shines. Your light shines. We are light. We don't need to get more light. We just need to get rid of the cover of shame guilt.
Absolutely. And we have another probably 3 minutes before we go to break again. So can you just quickly talk about a couple of triggers that may bring on the emotion of shame guilt, the energy of shame guilt?
What do you mean by bringing it over? Like someone activates it?
Yes.
Or,
yes, just
okay.
A couple of examples of triggers.
Okay. If you feel shame from someone, they can't make you feel shameful unless you're carrying shame guilt. So that's a trigger to say, oh, okay, they triggered that within me. Now I have to go find it to get rid of it. When someone says to you, well, why did you do that? In a sarcastic, slimy way. That's shaming and guilting. Why did you do that? Mm-hmm. How could you do that? How could you do that to your friend? That's another a trigger there. What were you thinking when you did that? Did anybody have that experience?
Mm-hmm.
And never, the way you shame yourself is by saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Never apologize for your feelings. Okay, if you broke something or that thing or something in the car, okay, I'm very sorry that happened. I will make amends for it. But, oh, I'm so sorry I felt that way, or I'm so sorry. You never apologize for your feelings. That's shaming. That's invitation to shame. Number one, never apologize for your feelings. Another thing that it's important to do is never give lengthy explanations like, oh, I really tried to make that meeting. I mean, the car broke. I mean, I got sick. You know, my husband was late. The kids were crying. Really, you know, the more explaining you do, the more shaming you're producing for yourself. I was late for the meeting. I had a car. There was a stop. There was an accident. That's all. That's all that's needed. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to humble yourself to it. And we as light people are so sensitive that, oh, my goodness, I have to. You do not have to apologize for your being.
And I love Lois. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I love that the work you're doing is helping to empower people and helping them to get to the essence of who they are, because you're right. And especially light workers, we are very powerful beings. And once we can identify these energies and heal from them, imagine the light that can shine through from there.
Exactly.
And when we stop apologizing.
It's so important. It's vital. Right now, we need all the light. Who say, oh, I can't shine my light. I don't want people to know. We need all the light we can have today in our lives. We don't need the shame and guilt that's covering us. So the people that have the light that need, we need to raise consciousness, and that's how it's done. We need to release the shame and guilt we're carrying. However, we have to find it to release it. That's all. That's what I do. I help people.
Right.
I educate people to find out what they're carrying. And there is no such thing as mental illness. There is not depression. There is not anxiety. There is not schizophrenia. There's just a different amount of shame and guilt that people are carrying. I think in years to come, all that's going to fall down. And we just deal with shame and guilt. That's it.
So we're going to take another quick break, and you can find Lois at www.loishollis.com. This is Jill M. Jackson. We will be right back after the break, and we will continue this fascinating discussion. Please join us.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Hi, this is Vicki Snyder, the Everyday Mystic Angel. What's that, you ask? Well, it's an angel with a down-to-earth edge. And you can catch me live every fourth Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Best of the Best. Learn more about me and my services at www.vickisnyder.com. That's V-I-C-K-I-S-N-Y-D-E-R.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Jill M. Jackson, and you are listening to Best of the Best, Connect to Soul to Soul. I have my guest this evening is Lois Hollis, and Lois is a shame guilt educator. She's also a coach, counselor, therapist, and guide. And for those of you just joining us, this is a fascinating subject we're discussing this evening, and Lois has written two books. The first book is called The Universe Speaks, and her latest book is titled Emotional Revolution Equals Evolution, Releasing Shame Guilt. Welcome back to the show, Lois.
Okay, thank you so much. I wanted to mention one thing about us having a lot of light. In the beginning, it's kind of a problem until we release the shame and guilt that's covering our light. Once we become more light, our light becomes the guard from shame and guilt. The shame and guilt can't get in because we have so much light. So light is our protection. Right now in the media, it's about compassion and vulnerability, but that's step number one. You know, we have gone beyond that. We just have a pillar of light around us because we don't have the contamination of shame, guilt. And since we have a strong light body, we can fill that light body with light, and that is our protection against the energies of shame, guilt. So we really have the ability to have it repulsed from us, which is very exciting.
So part of this, it is very exciting. And so the first part is just awareness and coming to terms with what our own personal shame, guilt, energy
is. No, not our own, but the shame, guilt that we carry.
Okay, thank you. You're right. That was taking ownership.
We're trained. So. We're trained. All of us are in hypnosis. Yeah. It's just the way it is.
Yes.
The shame guilt
we
carry.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Yes.
Yes. We're.
Yes. I know.
Thank you for reading my book. And many people say, "I read your book," and then I know they didn't read it because, like, how did they not get that part?
Right.
Every time you read my book, you become out of the shame guilt hypnosis a little bit more. The more you read it, the more you get out of shame and guilt. We all live in a shame guilt hypnotic culture. People don't get this information right away because it's almost like a foreign language. What are you saying? I get that all the time. Like, what are you talking about? And then they'll call me back in a week's time and say, oh, my goodness, Lois, I really get it. It takes time for it to absorb. So people getting my book, I'm just telling you that it's an ongoing process. And the more you read the truth, the less shame and guilt you'll carry. And it gets that way. You become very, very smart very, very quickly. Shame guilt has kept us in a prison of energy. It is a prison, Jill.
Absolutely. And yes, as I read your book, it is what I would consider, you know, not an easy subject because, like you said, we have been brought up in this culture and a type of hypnosis. And so, but as you read through the book, I love that you break it down, Lois, where it's easy to understand, and the more you do get into it, it starts making a lot more sense. And so you offer a lot of, I love the suggestions that you talk about in the book, where you call them alerts and
yes,
breaking free of shame, guilt. And a few of these really resonated with me. I wanted to talk about that a little bit tonight. I love how you talk about and you speak to your readers about being careful of your words, and words have such powerful energy. So can you talk about that a little bit? Because
yes, I think
believe that.
Because I would like for people to take away something that they can use today, like now. So the main thing is don't use the words, oh, it's such a shame Gladys fell down the steps. Well, it's really not a shame. It's sad. She broke her leg. Or it's unfortunate. Or that's sad. But it's not a shame. But our culture tells us to say that. Oh, it's such a shame that Aunt Myrtle lost her job. Oh, the poor thing. No, it's unfortunate, but she'll get better. She'll be okay. So don't use these words in that context. Use the word shame, guilt as like, I don't want that energy, or that's a shame, guilt behavior. Acknowledge shame, guilt for what it is. Don't call it into your life. Oh, I feel so guilty if I don't help my friend move. Oh, my goodness. I would say, I feel to help Joan, my friend, to move. Because it's a soul thing. I feel to do it. You all understand, I felt to do this interview. I felt to know Jill. It's just a knowing. I don't feel guilty if I didn't do it. I don't want to use guilt as my motivator. Never use guilt as a motivator. Another thing is, there is no need to suffer. All of us have a need to suffer on some level, conscious or unconscious. And that's where the regrets come in. That's where the remorse comes in. And that's where the guilt comes in. We have been indoctrinated to feel that suffering is an important part of life to attain enlightenment. And that is just like the most unreal thing there is, because all suffering does is makes you more guilty, more shameful, more regret, and you go down the spiral of darkness. And I'm saying this to people who have a spiritual orientation, because we do various practices. But we have to know that suffering, the need to suffering, is our worst enemy. So if you can acknowledge that in yourself, and don't feel bad that you have it, because everyone has a need to feel suffering, because we've all done that, because that's what Catholic Church and other churches have said. You got to repent. We are not sinful beings. We are evolutionary beings.
That's beautiful, Lois. Can you say that again, please? That's powerful.
We are not sinful beings. We are evolutionary beings.
I love that. And I love that you are educating people to break free of the dogma that we have been indoctrinated into from the time we are born. And there is such personal power and freedom from breaking free of that cycle. And you're part of that, Lois, and this book is part of that, and this knowledge is part of that. So thank you for that.
And I would impress upon people, just, you know, forget about the anxiety, forget about the OCD, forget about, oh, I procrastinate, I do this, I do that. That's just playing around. Go right for the heart of it. Say, where is the shame and guilt that's holding me back? That's it. You call it right out. You save 10 years of therapy. And we don't have time, Jill. It's very important for us to be alive and in our power now. We don't have time to play around. Oh, I'm very OCD. I'm going, okay, that's interesting, but where's the shame and the guilt? Because, you know, I'm for speeding this thing up. I don't have clients for 10 years every week.
Right.
So, absolutely. And I think that's important. But you know what, Jill, if we couldn't do it, this would not be workable. But it is workable. I've had people, like today, I had a client that's been with therapy for 5 years. And in 1 hour, she was able to be good to go.
That's phenomenal, Lois.
And that's usual. Okay, she'll come back in 6 months or 3 months, but she has enough to get going. And she doesn't feel bad that she's anxious or depressed. She got rid of the shame and guilt.
Mm-hmm.
So
in
it's
one
a whole
session.
New approach in one session.
Yes. It is a new approach, and that's what I love about this work. I love that more and more people are becoming aware that these types of awarenesses and therapies and modalities are so much quicker to get to the core
root and help the healing.
Yeah. And I want to mention that it isn't like, oh, I'm cleaning your aura. Oh, we're just doing energy work. No, you are doing emotional healing. But as you well know, logically, if you get at the core of the issue, then it's like a string of dominoes goes down. So you are doing a lot of work, but you're doing it smart. You're not taking each individual event that happened to your life. You're finding the core event that made all of these events along the line. Like when you were 4 years old, someone took your lollipop. And then at 6 years old, this happened. And 8 years old, 10 and 12 and 14, 16, 20, in adulthood. If you go to the core of the problem where, see, shame, guilt leaves a scar upon your emotional body. And that scar keeps on activating when some shame or guilt behavior comes across to you. And you
and
can heal and triggers that shame, guilt, scar. Now, German medicine, it's too long to go into right now, they have came to that same conclusion, and that's how they help people heal 98% from cancer, because they were able to get to the root of the problem. I forget what they call it, but I call it the shame, guilt, scar, because it is the shame and guilt that scarred your emotional body, because it's an energy. It distorted it. Now, once you remove that, the distortion, it's like the computer. If you have a faulty program and you put it in, it's got a virus, right? What happens to the computer? It does all sorts of crazy things, and it's like it doesn't work right. Like you go to Word and it puts out Skype or, you know, something like that.
Right.
Shame guilt distorts our nervous system so that our liver doesn't work right. Our mind doesn't work right. Our stomach doesn't work right. It distorts the energy pattern.
Okay.
Same thing.
This is a perfect place to take our last break of the evening. And we have so much more. I have a few more really important things to ask Lois about when we come back. So please do join us after the break. This is Jill M. Jackson. I am with Lois Hollis, and you are listening to Best of the Best.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Jill M. Jackson, and I am with my guest this evening, Lois Hollis. Welcome back to the show, Lois.
Thank you.
I wanted to spend the last segment of the show talking a little bit about, I love in your book, I love this quote where you talk about, you say, I believe humanity will evolve from shame, guilt, repression into a collective compassion that will spiral into the universe and bring heaven to earth. And I think that's absolutely beautiful. And this leads me to my next question. I would like you to talk about the next subject area. You quote that shame guilt lessens when you naturally live your destined soul work for the betterment of you, of humanity. And I feel like from what you've talked about tonight, that it is part of the wheel of karma, so to speak, that once you step onto this path of healing the shame guilt, then that helps you live your destined soul work easier and vice versa. So can you talk a little bit about that, Lois?
When the shame and guilt is released, okay, I don't know if we ever get rid of 100%. We'll talk in 10 years and see where that goes. But right now, the less you have, the more you can experience your life fully, and you can do your soul work unabashed. And it's not because you're going to get accolades, because the shame and guilt makes us feel like we need to get money, we need to do this for this purpose. We live for the sole purpose of our soul. And without shame and guilt, we can do that. And that's not from the mind. It's from the heart. We automatically do that. And as we evolve from shame and guilt, we can evolve from shame and guilt. Our evolution is stifled with shame and guilt. As we evolve, the universe evolves. It's in tandem. The universe is always evolving, and so are we. And when we open up our collective consciousness, the universe can also have an expansion. And I think that's where we are today. Does that answer your question, Jill?
Yes, absolutely. And I agree with you that that is where we are today. And so that's why it's really important for everyone to do their work. And I just encourage all of the listeners out there to read Lois's book. It's, if you go to her website, it's www.loishollis.com. That's LOISHOLLIS.com. And you can read more about Lois there, her background, her bio. It's long and extensive. Lois, you were in the traditional medical field for many years before you sort of morphed into this new work.
Yes, and I wanted to mention that I am very available. I have my phone number in my book, and yes, you can call me. People don't take me up on that, but yes, I'm here to do my mission, so I'm very grateful for people to come so I can do my mission. Also, I give workshops. Workshops work very well because it's a group of people, and the, as you all know, the energy just enhances the experience. So if a group gathers, I can facilitate a workshop. Also, I do individual sessions as well. So I'm here to present this paradigm that can help all of us evolve. And shame guilt is our karma we carry from one lifetime to the next. It's a distorted energy that is held in our light bodies, and it will continue with you. I have worked with hospice patients in clearing the shame guilt before they go on to another experience. This is so vital. This is so vital to clear it before we transition to another dimension.
That is really, really important. So what you're saying is we do, and I've seen this in my own work, Lois, that we do bring this from other lifetimes. So it's part of the energy that we carry with us. So if you come in with karma of shame guilt from other lifetimes, and then you experience shame guilt in this current lifetime, it would just keep building on each other.
Building and building. And I tell you, I had a lot. Man, I went, whoa, baby. I mean, from lifetime to lifetime, we can just imagine how much light do we carry to be able to handle that much guilt and shame. I mean, that's phenomenal. I speak for all of you, because our light is balancing out the shame guilt we're carrying. We're not able to utilize it because we're using it to help us survive from the shame and guilt we're carrying. So once we get rid of the shame and guilt, we really use our light profoundly. It's like, whoa. It's like you, all of a sudden you got an 8-cylinder body instead of a 4.
Right. Right. And so, Lois, it's your, what you've discovered through this is that many of our, even our physical abnormalities within our body is caused many times by this shame, guilt, energy. Is that correct?
That is very correct. I attest to that for my own body as well as other people. Some many doctors I have worked with their patients, and we release the shame. Okay, you still have to do the physical body. You still have to do your juicing or your holistic medicines or your chiropractor. I'm not saying that you deny that body. I'm saying that you have to do each body. And this is one way you do the emotional body, and then you do the physical mm-hmm. body, and that works together. So, yeah, it affects and therapists who do physical talk therapy, I believe the burnout from psychological therapists is because they keep on accepting the shame and guilt from their clients. Oh, they did this to me. Oh, did they do that to me? Oh, poor me, poor me. They don't know that in the retelling of the stories, they're putting the shame guilt on the therapist.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it's a whole nother category that we don't have time to discuss because it's not why we're talking. I'm sharing mm-hmm. that with you to show you the energy or to help people understand. It's an energy. It's like the hot potato game. I'm 72, so I used to play that. I don't know how many people remember it. That's not like a hot potato. And I've gotten younger. I lost my gray hair and everything. Well, most of it, not all of it. But, you know, what the heck. I earned a couple of them. But the hot potato thing is people throw their shame and guilt all over the place. Everybody wants to hold it, but they don't know that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And so it can be transferred that way energetically.
Because it's an energy.
Right.
It's just transferring love energy. You're transferring. You know how you feel like you say, oh, she makes me feel so good. Oh, the hug was so nice. Love energy. Mm-hmm. That's how you feel. How do you feel when you get shame energy? Oh, somebody hit me in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It's energy.
I love, Lois, that you have been able to work with end-of-life hospice patients to help them release this before they do transition to the other world. That is such a gift.
What
to
a
be
gift.
Able to help them release this. Yes,
what a
it
gift.
Is.
What a gift. What a gift. What a gift. What a gift. So anything you want me to say before? I think we're almost closing soon, but I wanted to make sure that I've answered what was necessary.
Yes, we have about 3 or 4 more minutes left. And so, Lois, do you have an email address that any of our listeners could email you if they had any questions?
Yes, loishollis@hotmail.com.
Okay, perfect.
LOISHOLLIS. At
okay.
Hotmail.
And then do you have a phone number that you would like to give out this
yes,
evening,
Lois? Yes,
I can
Lois? Share that. Mm-hmm. 928-254-9552.
Beautiful. And then as far as people being able to purchase your book, is the best way to do it through your website?
They can do it online through my website.
Okay. Okay. All right. And like I said, those of you who are listening this evening and tell your friends and family as well about this subject, it is a subject that's not talked about very often, and it's a very important subject. And so I just want to thank you for the work that you're doing, Lois, and for having the courage to do your own personal work and go through this journey, and then to take that a step further and to be able to help so many other people on their journey as well, not only through writing the books, but by meeting with clients one-on-one. And I love the idea of what you're talking about with the retreats and seminars to be able to host a group event. So any of you out there who do seminars or events or anything like that and would like to have Lois come and do a group event and talk to the group and
help process this way, feel free to reach out to her as well. Is this something that can be done in a group setting, Lois?
Yes. Now, one thing that needs to be said is that we're talking a wide range. We can talk about shame guilt for the executive, shame guilt for the parent, shame guilt for the child. We can just do step number one to educate people that shame guilt is there and it's not good. That's step number one.
Right.
I talk to senior citizens who are feeling guilt about their lives. I talk to students so they don't feel guilty about their schoolwork. So it can take whatever form is needed. What I'm talking about, the healing, that's a whole nother step. And yes, I do seminars for that. But it depends what the group needs because, Jill, everyone's at a different level on this.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of people say shame and guilt is good for you. So, you know, we have to go where it goes. And I just tweak it however it needed.
It's needed. Yes, absolutely. So anyone listening out there, feel free to reach out to Lois. And I just want to thank you so much for being on the show this evening, Lois. And for those of you who listen and tune into my show, next month I will be interviewing psychic medium John Holland. So please do join us. This is medium Jill M. Jackson, and have a beautiful evening, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com. In case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.